Say, do you remember Terry tales? Well, let's brush up on them, eh? Remember how Terry met the dragon lady and how she was shot and how he helped her to her rooms and bandaged her shoulder? This notorious woman bandit leader then told Terry that she was working secretly for the Chinese government, doing her share to fight against the invader. She made Terry promise not to tell anyone about her presence in the town, including Pat Ryan. But Pat was suspicious and sent Slugger Dunn to trail Terry. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll find out more about these doings in the town of Yankuk. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Now more than ever, it's up to all of us Americans to keep as strong and well as we possibly can. That's one of the best contributions we can make to winning this war. To keep well, we must eat the right things, and the right things can be swell tasting, too. Take Libby's Tomato Juice, for instance. Gosh, it's got a lot to offer. It gives you four extremely important vitamins. Yes, Libby's tomato juice is an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin A, a source of vitamin B1 and vitamin C. No wonder it's such a good idea to drink this fine tomato juice every single day. And boy, is it a treat. The red ripe juice of prize tomatoes, refreshing, zippy, delicious. That's Libby's tomato juice. You know, every food that Libby cans is famous for its goodness. Fruits and vegetables, meats and juices. You can count on anything labeled Libby's to taste just grand. You can count on nutritional values, too, because Libby takes extra care to guard the vitamins and minerals and other food values that we need. Right after the show, boys and girls, ask your mother if she won't please get some Libby's tomato juice. Ask her to look for the name Libby on other canned foods, too. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. When Terry returned to the Dragon Lady in her hiding place not far from the Yankuk Hotel, he was followed by his friend Slugger Dunn, an ex-hoodlum. Dunn entered the room, surprised Terry and the Dragon Lady, and in turn was amazed to find out who she was. Knowing that it was no longer possible to keep hidden, the Dragon Lady said she would secretly visit Pat Ryan and Terry in their hotel quarters that evening. So now, let's join Pat Ryan, who knows nothing about all this. Our handsome adventurer sits near an open window, his arm in a sling, smoking his pipe and watching the distant sunset. Suddenly, there are knocks at the door.
All right, take it easy. I'll be there. Well, you don't look it, but then I can never tell. Here, come on in. Now then, what's on that thing you call your mind?
How would you like me to sing Carry Me Back to Old Virginia?
How would you like me to hang by my thumbs?
Or maybe I could sing Polly Wally Doodle All the Day.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. How would you like to have me sing The Old Gray Mare and Pop Goes the Weasel?
Whatever are you talking about, Mr. Ryan?
Now, let's get back to your original question.
Oh, it isn't so original. All I said was, how would you like to hear me sing Carry Me Back to Old Virginia?
Yes, yes, I know. All right, so I'd like to hear you sing it. You know, April, I just got a shot in the arm, and I don't want to have a relapse, so what's this all about?
Well, sit down, Mr. Ryan, and compose yourself. I've got big news.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I'm going to be in a show. Yes, a real entertainment for all the soldiers and sailors in this town.
What are you going to do? Sing?
Well, I don't see why not. It's a benefit performance, and I'm not getting paid for it.
Well, you sure do get around, anyway. Where's this show going to be?
Right here in this hotel, in the Grand Ballroom, if there is any.
Well, how did you find out about it? Can't you be explicit?
Oh, I can do better than that. I can tell you exactly what I mean.
Uh-huh.
But I want you and Terry and Connie, yes, and Big Soup to take part in the show.
Little Miss Fix-It, eh? Well, just count me out for the moment and stick to your story.
Well, I was downstairs in the lobby with Big Stoop. I was talking to Mr. Smythe Heatherstone. You know, the man who owns this hotel and everything?
Yeah.
Well, he was talking to the cutest little Chinese girl about this benefit entertainment for the soldiers. And, well, I said I'd be glad to help out.
As simple as all that, eh?
Yes. I said I'd sing a song. You know, something nice and sentimental that I could swing out on.
And this girl who's helping to put on the show, who's she?
Yes, that's right.
What's right?
Who's she?
Now, wait a minute. This girl who's putting on this benefit performance.
Yes, who's she?
That's what I'm asking you. What's her name?
I just told you. Who's she?
Now, look, April, I know we're in China, I know we're in the town of Yankuk, and I know we're in this hotel, but I don't know the name of that girl.
Oh, gracious, Mr. Ryan, don't get yourself all excited. Her name is Who's She, and she spells it H-U-S-H-E-E.
Oh, it dawns on me like the sunset. The Chinese girl's name is Who's She.
Yes. And Who's She is the assistant for the great Chinese magician, Fu Ling.
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to get me started on that line again. Just tell me the magician's name slowly, please.
Well, I haven't met him, but he lives in a house at the other side of town. That's what the girl said. Mr. Heatherstone knew who he was, too. He said he was the greatest magician in the world. His name is Fu Ling.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm beginning it. We got to be careful about getting mixed up with people and things.
Well, I kind of wondered how you'd feel about it, Mr. Ryan. So I'm going to go and see Mr. Ling, and find out all about the big entertainment he's planning.
And you can go, but I don't want you to go alone. Slugger Dunn hasn't come back, so you better get Big Stoop to be your bodyguard.
Well, Big Stoop is downstairs waiting for me. We'll get started right away.
Well, when you get back to the hotel, let me know. I'll be here from now on.
You in there, Pat? Why don't you put some light on? That was a fine thing you did, sending Slugger Dunn to trail me.
Now, wait a minute, Terry. What's the trouble?
You know very well what the trouble is. Golly, just because I mind my own business, you have to send Slugger to find out what it was.
Oh, that. You can't be too careful these days.
Well, I wouldn't let Slugger come back and report to you. As long as you're so curious about what I've been doing, I thought I'd better tell you firsthand.
Now, look, Terry, I've had enough excitement for one evening. April Kane was just in here with a crazy idea about some Chinese magician. There's no need for you to come in all burned up.
Well, maybe not, but I should think you could trust me.
Now, look, kid. Sit down, pull up your socks, and relax. Maybe you don't know it, but we're in a very ticklish spot. Now, you don't have to tell me what's happened if you don't...
If I don't, Slugger Dunn will, so here goes. I've just been to see the Dragon Lady.
Your what?
That's right. It's quite a story. It started last night. Remember when I left the hotel and started down to the docks?
Yeah.
Well, I ran into the Dragon Lady. She'd been shot by one of two men hired by Baron de Plexus, she said.
The Dragon Lady? Well, why didn't you tell me this before?
Because she asked me not to. Look, Pat, she told me that she's doing secret work now for the Chinese government. She's coming here to see you tonight.
Are you sure you know what you're saying, Terry?
Well, if you don't believe me, ask Slugger Dunn. He met the Dragon Lady. He heard her say that she'd be here tonight. Now, look, Pat, we can't bring the police in on this. I want you to hear the whole story, and then you can decide what to do.
As Terry tells of his amazing meeting with the Dragon Lady and how she plans to visit Pat Ryan for a secret talk, let's turn our attention to April Kane. In company with Big Stoop, the speechless Chinese giant, April has hurried across town to the home of the famous magician. They've been ushered into the small living room where they wait for Dr. Fu Ling.
Mr. Smythe Heatherstone said he was a wonderful man, Stoop. He can do all kinds of magic tricks, like sawing a woman in half and catching goldfish out of the air and pulling rabbits out of plug hats. You know, Stoop, I bet he could even fix it so you could talk. Of course, that would have to be mighty powerful magic, wouldn't it?
Yes, my child.
Oh!
That would be most powerful magic. Far beyond the power of Fu Ling.
Oh, Mr. Ling?
I am Dr. Fu Ling at your service, Miss Kane. You came to see me about the benefit performance to be given at the Yankuk Hotel?
Well, how'd you know that?
Oh, you forget. I have a very able assistant in the person of the girl Who's She. She told me all about you. And this man, I believe, is the person whom you call Big Stu.
And do you know him, too?
I know something about this man. He was formerly servant of the Dragon Lady. Is that not so?
Gracious! If you know everything, why'd I come here?
I happen to know it was the Dragon Lady who made it impossible for Big Stu to ever talk again. But I have a plan which I believe will help.
You hear that, Stoop? I knew there was some kind of magic that would help you. It is magic, isn't it, Mr. Fu? Mr. Ling?
If you can believe your own eyes, perhaps you will call it magic. However, you did not come here to discuss magic with me. That interesting subject can wait until we have more
time. Oh, dear me, no. If you can help Big Stoop so we can understand him better, I'd rather hear all about that first.
You are indeed a very fine person, Miss Kane. You are kind and thoughtful. And that in itself is the most valuable magic of all.
What about Stu? He you can't make him talk, what then?
If I cannot make it possible for this man to talk, at least he can learn the magic way of writing.
Well, whatever you said, he understands. He nods his head.
I merely asked him if he would like to write, so he could let other people know how he felt.
You mean if he was mad, or glad, or blue, or any way, he could write just like he felt?
That is almost what I mean, Miss Kane.
Well, I know what I mean, but I don't know what you mean when you say you know what I mean. See what I mean?
I shall explain, Miss Kane. For a number of years, ever since the invader set foot on Chinese soil, I have remained here in town of Yangkok. Before that, it was my good fortune to travel all over the world. I was then the acknowledged master of magic and illusion. Magicians from the capitals of every country came to me for advice, for help, and for new, unusual tricks. However, there is one trick, one bit of magic that I have never given away. It is my own rainbow trick.
Well, forevermore. What has the rainbow got to do with Big Stoop?
As you can plainly see, I'm an old man. I have not many more years to live. Before I go, I should like to give this rainbow trick to someone who can make good use of it, to someone that will help. In just a moment, I will show you this rainbow color maker. I'm sure it will help our giant friend here. If you would excuse me, please. That will summon my assistant, Hushi, the young lady you met at the hotel.
Well, I can't for the life of me see how a rainbow stick, even if it is magic, can help Stoop.
But you shall see. But also, I have other things to explain that will interest your friend, Mr. Ryan. And so after I have demonstrated the rainbow stick, we shall go back to your hotel. I wish to talk to Mr. Ryan.
Rainbow stick. I wonder what Dr. Fee Lane meant by that. And how is he going to help Big Stoop? I'll tell you what I think in just a moment. You know, boys and girls, if you're going to enjoy super swell Libby's tomato juice tomorrow, you'd better remind Mother today to be sure and get some. Tell her Libby's is famous for flavor and rich in vitamins. She knows how important that is. When she learns Libby's has vitamins A, B1, C, and G, it's a cinch you'll be enjoying Libby's tomato juice often. It's a cinch you'll be enjoying Libby's tomato juice often. Remember, everybody, patriotic Americans, buy United States defense bonds and stamps. I hope each one of you boys and girls pasted another defense stamp in your book today. Now be sure and join us for tomorrow's transcribed adventure. Be on hand if and when the Dragon Lady visits Pat Ryan. But right now, I wonder who the magician, Dr. Fu Ling, really is. Yes, and how will the magic colors of the rainbow make it possible for Big Stoop to tell people exactly what he has in mind? We'll find out tomorrow. So have your radio tuned in for one of the most amazing episodes in this most amazing of all adventure stories.